Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our first ever show at Red Rocks in Colorado on July 10th.
Wow.
Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Michael.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Your session is ending in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So where are you calling from, Michael?
From Etna, New Hampshire.
And what do you do there?
I'm a retired radiologist.
A retired radiologist?
Yep.
So now you just x-ray things for fun.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Michael. You're going to play our Listener Limerick Challenge, of course. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
Hungry babies we men will not bilk, because sow's ears can make purses of silk. Now Henry and Marv won't let the kids starve. It's time that we fathers make...
milk.
Right. From time to time, every man has looked at his own nipples and said, wow, if these worked, I'd never have to leave the house. Well, according to a new study in Nipular Science, you can get squeezing, guys, because you can make milk. In fact, in rare cases, male domesticated animals like cats, guinea pigs, and Steve Inskeep have produced milk. Here is your next limerick.
British women find Sasquatch petite. Our shoes aren't boats, they're a fleet. We need giant keels from our toes to our heels. We Brits have some extra large...
feet.
Yes. New research has found that the average British foot has grown more than two sizes in the past 40 years. If this trend continues, many worry it will be someday impossible to knock British people over. The average male shoe size in England, now 11.
Wow.
So you know what it means if a guy has big feet. It also means he probably has terrible teeth and is vaguely pear-shaped. Here is your last limerick.
After test drives, I feel quite bedraggled, because the salesperson's tongue starts to waggle. He's offering deals, and my head starts to reel. I'd rather get teeth drilled than...
haggled?
Yes. Haggle. Very good. A study from the automotive website Edmunds found 20% of Americans would rather give up sex for 40 days than haggle with a car salesman. And people who are buying smart cars are apparently willing to give up sex forever. Even more shocking, 60% of Americans would rather have sex with their car salesman than haggle with their spouse. Bill, how did Michael do in our quiz?
He did great. Michael, congratulations.
Thank you for playing, Michael. Well done.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.